Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Bobby Moe's Soccer Show. As always, I'm your host, TJ Lennox. I hope that everyone had a great weekend and all did well on their first Monday. And now, I wish you the best on your first Tuesday back. I kept myself, as the youngsters say, low-key. But for those who aren't caught up with this past Premier League weekend, we know that two of the teams most certainly didn't. So, how about we jump right back into this past week and let's review Week 8. There was some great competition this weekend, so let's get to it, folks. Crystal Palace and West Brom started off the Premier League weekend. And, just as they almost started it off, Yohan Cabaye almost started off the Crystal Palace attack, but it was a brilliant save for Mahil. Then minutes later, he came up with another brilliant save. Crystal Palace kept up the attack in the second half as well, even winning a free kick off right outside the box. Luckily, Yannick Golasie would break the deadlock in the 68th minute with a phenomenal header. And then in the last 90 seconds, Wilfred Zaha would win Palace a penalty for Gabaye to put away, and the game would then end 2-0 Palace. Sunderland would play host to West Ham this past Saturday as well. It would be a great opening half for Sunderland. Stephen Fletcher would start off for the Black Cats in the first 10 minutes. Then, 12 minutes later, Jermaine Lenz would double that score for Sunderland. But it would then be heartbreak for Sunderland just before the half. Carl Jankinson would pull one back for West Ham United. Things only got worse for Sunderland as Jermaine Lenz, who put the Black Cats up 2-1, 2-0, then 2-1, now looking as the game winner would be sent off 12 minutes from time that the second half started, and then he would get his marching orders after a very poor challenge on Reed. Then, 3 minutes after Sunderland would go down to 10 men, the Hammers would pull level. Lanzini put a great strike on Pantilimon, who pushed it to the right and right in the path of Paye. Luckily, that would be it for Sunderland and West Ham, who would have to live with 1 instead of 3 points. Also on Saturday, Leicester would travel to Carrow Road to visit Norwich City. Norwich would be looking for their 4th consecutive unbeaten game since 2013. But the Foxes would be the ones putting a mark in the goal column first. After 25 minutes played, Jamie Vardy would go to ground in the penalty box, an easy decision for the ref to call for a penalty. And it would be Vardy who would place the ball into the net. Then, in the second half, Sunt would put up another goal for Leicester in 46 minutes. Norwich, however, would get one back from a diving attempt from De Merci Mbobagonki. Leicester almost went up 3-1, but Rudy was interfered with, thus disallowing the goal. In that full time, Leicester would win 2-1. We'll take a quick break, and I'll be right back.
Just want you to
And we're back. Manchester City will be hosting Newcastle this weekend. City look to reclaim their top spot on the table after a disappointing week 7. And their chances seem bleak, as it was Newcastle's game to lose after they played a great ball in 18 minutes, and Newcastle will be up 1-0. Alexander Mitrovic would be the goal scorer after Wijnaldum found possession of the ball inside 18 and found him who put the ball right home. Luckily for the citizens, it would be their favorite hero, Sergio Aguero, who would level City up before half, who would tap in the ball after a header from Fernandinho placed over to the Argentine. Then it was all City after the first half into the second. Aguero would put one, yes, another one, in past the goalkeeper Kroll, into the bottom right of the goal off a courteous deflection from Gouffran. And Aguero would complete his hat trick 1 minute later off of a nice ball from Kevin De Bruyne, who, by the way, is definitely finding a very sweet home in City, into the stride of Aguero, who pops the ball right over a defenseless Kroll. How Kroll. Then 3 minutes later, De Bruyne would get his goodies after an acrobatic goal from across from Jesus Navas. He was completely unmarked. It was a tremendous strike. But that wasn't the end of Newcastle suffering. Aguero would get his 7th of the campaign and his 4th of the evening. David Silva would play a cute pass to Aguero, who would again put it right into the back of the net. Luckily, City would only get 6. Another goal for Aguero, who Kevin De Bruyne would play a low cross to Aguero, who would get 5 that game. Luckily, and if I may, very mercifully, it would be his last of the game as he was taken off the pitch in the 66th minute. He would have had probably about half an hour left in the game. Who knows, he probably could have gotten 12. Definitely could have gotten a lot worse, and that would end 6-1. And afterward, it would be Watford and AFC Bournemouth, their first meeting in the Premier League this season. Things were quite fun to watch. It would be Bournemouth who got to strike first in 18 through Glenn Murray. Then right before half, it would be a live horror show from the keeper. Bournemouth's keeper. Borough couldn't keep the ball safe, so he tried to return a pass back to his defenseman. It would never reach, as Ighalo would intercept the ball and slot it coolly into the back of the net. What a shame. And the last chance of saving 3 points for either side came from a missed penalty in the 85th minute by Glenn Murray on Bournemouth's squad. That's how the game would end. 1-1. Next to last of the Premier League Saturday was the clash between Aston Villa and Stoke City. The Potters were looking to revitalize their losing side. Things were even until Marko Arnautović would start to bring to life the away side in the 55th minute. And that would be all the scoring now. It was a disappointing 1-0 game. But all cheers for Stoke City, who would more than happy, and I'm sure they're more than happy to take home those 3 points. I'll take one more quick break and we'll be back with the last game that took place on Saturday. Thank you. Coming up, we'll have our first Bundesliga report. This week's Bundesliga report will be between the greatest clubs of Germany, who faced off this Saturday at the Allianz Arena. It was der Klassen as FC Bayern Munich and Borussia Dortmund faced off in Germany's top flight Bundesliga. For those of you who aren't familiar with the German league clubs, the two, as many people say, titans of the Bundesliga are that of FC Bayern Munich and Borussia Dortmund. For those of you who have Snapchat, it actually was also featured on the little stories that they do that most people just ignore. I mean, I usually ignore them. Unless one of them piques my interest. And luckily for Snapchat this weekend, they picked a pretty good one. As I mentioned last weekend, they did Tottenham Hotspur and Manchester City. From what it looks like, they're going to feature one a weekend. I know this wasn't the second or third or fourth time. I think they'd done it a couple other times on Snapchat. They'd feature some sort of football. So kudos to them for keeping things interesting. But let's get right to it. It was quite exciting for those of you who don't really keep up with Bayern Munich. They are 8-0 when it comes to games during Oktoberfest. So they party hard, I guess. But things are quite even through the game. Corners were pretty even. Chances were pretty even up until the 26th minute when Thomas Müller would score for Bayern Munich. And then again through a penalty in the 35th minute. So it would be 2-0 at that point for FC Bayern Munich. Then, only a minute later, Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang, who's been prolific and on fire this year, would light up the net in the scoring column for Borussia Dortmund. And things would end like that in the first half. 2-1 to Bayern Munich. There are a couple substitutions. Douglas Costa. No, I apologize. I was wrong. But right off of the first half. Right off the beginning of the second half. Robert Lewandowski, the previous BVB striker who moved to them 3 years ago and now, I believe, would score. Pulling up Munich's league. 3-1. Then there would be substitutions. Adnan Januzaj, the loaner / signer for BVB from Manchester United, would take the pitch, as well as Marco Reus, who would place Shinji Kagawa. And then a few minutes later, Robert Lewandowski would score again, making it 4-1. FC Bayern. there a couple shots from Dortmund, but they would all go wide. And then Mario Götze, the man who was also from BVB, signed to Munich, would score for Bayern, making it 5-1. There are a few more opportunities, a couple more shots for BVB. Nothing really getting past Neuer. So Del Clasair would end 5-1. Bayern Munich, who are now 8-0 at the top of the Bundesliga, with BVB breathing down their necks. Not really. They're like behind them quite a bit still, but it's they're the closest. And then Schalke right behind BVB. And I'll take just about a 30-second break, and we'll return to the Premier League. This has been a Bundesliga report. The last game on Saturday in the Premier League would be Southampton traveling to the struggling Chelsea side. All eyes in attendance at Stamford Bridge would be on Jose Mourinho, who would be looking for his mere third win this BPL season. Not exactly what you want for the struggling champions. Only two wins thus far. The champions would start off well with a brilliant free kick taken by Willian, who I do believe, in my opinion, has proven quite excellent on set piece opportunities. There are very few that I have seen him take that haven't been chances, at least. But the Saints would bring one back through Stephen Davis moments before extra time in first half. And unfortunately for Chelsea, Sadio Mane will get another one for the Saints 60 minutes played. And then another 13 minutes later from fake Pelé, or Graziano Pelé, if you will. The game would end like that. 3-1 at Stamford Bridge, but for the Saints of Southampton. Jose will have some questions to answer for a deplorable start for his team. If I may, I don't really know how to feel about Chelsea doing so poor. I mean, I'm no Chelsea supporter, but I would definitely be quite disappointed in my side. I mean, a team stocked full of talent. Many would argue that I don't know really how to explain it in other ways, but some would say it was Eva Carnario? I mean, since she left, Chelsea's been in poor form. For those of you who don't know who Eva Carnario is, She was Chelsea's she was Chelsea's physician. She would go out and treat the players if something got injured. She was with the squad for a while, but she wasn't very happy with the way that she was treated. Who's really to blame her? If you're uncomfortable in a situation, what do you do? You leave. There's no other way to put it. But Jose Mourinho basically blamed everyone else but himself. I mean, I don't know. I think he's just running out of excuses. Their form is terrible. They're not producing wins. You have Eden Hazard. Yes, you didn't have Diego Costa with you, but you have Costa. You have an immaculate squad. You really do. You have a better squad. I'm a Manchester United supporter. I'd say you have other than David De Gea, you have a better squad than Manchester. You have just as good of a squad as Manchester City. You have a better squad than Liverpool. You have a better squad than Arsenal. And these small, not that Southampton is a smaller team, but against smaller squads who don't have Eden Hazard, who don't have Willian, who don't have Diego Costa, who don't have, wow, I can't really think of their keeper right now. I really almost said Iker Casillas. But you have Thibaut Courtois. And yes, Ismir Begovic isn't a great keeper, but he's still solid. And you're not producing wins. It's very concerning for Jose. Yes, he's the special Juan. But he needs to lead his team better. I would be so frustrated if I was a Chelsea supporter. I have friends that are supporters of Chelsea, and luckily I haven't heard from them, or, you know, they might be crying somewhere. I mean, after we'll get back to why I was crying Sunday, but let's move on then. We'll travel to Premier League Sunday. And it would be the Merseyside Derby that would start off our Sunday. For those who aren't familiar with football, it's a clash between Everton and Liverpool at Merseyside. What would usually be an intense match, in my opinion, didn't really prove to be all it's made up to be in games of yesteryear. Fights, scrambles, big scoring games, players getting sent off, fans going at it with other fans, and players going at it with players. It was kind of like the Manchester-Liverpool derby a few weeks ago. How it started off really slow, but in this case, it just kept being slow. Danny Ings and Romelu Lukaku would be the only two scorers in the 42nd and 45th minute. And that's really how it ended, with a 1-1 draw. And it would, later that day, we find out it would be curtains for Brendan Rodgers. Or, if any of you guys watch 4-4 Tunes, Brendan the Elephant Seal. So what does this mean for Liverpool? Well, it means bye-bye, Brendan Rodgers, and maybe hello to Jurgen Klopp. Kloppo, the maestro, who was in the Bundesliga for a while. Pretty sure almost his whole career. He managed Schalke, and he managed Borussia Dortmund. I wouldn't want to see him go to Liverpool. I'd really like him to hold it out for the rest of the season and maybe go to Manchester, because I know Louis van Gaal is probably not going to be looking to renew his contract. I would like to see him go to Manchester, or honestly just kind of wait out for maybe the Chelsea job. I'd like to see him with a better team, is what I really want to say. Not that by any means Manchester's amazing. That's just kind of because I'm a red supporter. But I'd even rather see him rep blue again. The blue of Chelsea, the blue of the Lion. Just because it's a more of a proven squad than Liverpool. He would have to bring someone with him. I don't know. I haven't really checked out today's rumors about him. I don't know. I'm sure he would need someone to go with him. And what I mean by that is if he were in the god-awful times of a few years ago, whenever Sir Alex Ferguson left, and he who shall not be named went in, he had to take Marouane Fellaini with him from Everton. That was bad. I mean, I know Jurgen Klopp probably wants to be back in football, but I can't see him going to Liverpool. Many people are saying that it's a perfect match. I think otherwise. They'll have to find someone else. I mean, but enough of that. Let's go to the Emirates, shall we? Arsenal and Manchester United. When we come back.
I've got fire for a heart, I'm not scared of the dark, you've never seen it look so easy. I got a river for a soul, and baby you're a boat, baby you're my only reason. If I didn't have you there would be nothing left, the shell of a man that could never be his best. If I didn't have you I'd never see the sun, you taught me how to be someone, yeah.
All my life stood by me when no one else was ever behind me. All these lights, they can't blind me. With your love, nobody can drag me. All my life, you stood by me when no one else was ever behind me. Can't blind me with your love, nobody can drag me down.
Yeah.
Looks like we got a little bit of a 1D mix in there. Arsenal and Manchester United will face off at the Emirates Stadium. Louis van Gaal will be looking to keep his team at the top of the table, while Arsene Wenger will be looking to overtake the Reds at home and propel themselves into second place. And with guns a-blazing, Arsenal would take an early 1-0 lead under 10 minutes from Alexis Sanchez. And then, under that 10 minutes, it also add on with an extra goal to make it 2-0. Gunners. It was an unfortunate start for Manchester United. They defensively, they were broken down limb by limb, player by player. It was heartbreaking. It was really heartbreaking. But it was an amazing start for Arsenal, as Arsene Wenger would definitely take those 3 points to rub it into the face of Jose Mourinho. But the show must go on for Louis van Gaal. But then it'll be Sanchez again under 20. 3-0 to Arsenal. Manchester United would end that first half down 3-0 and would hope to reclaim some sort of footing, which they didn't in the second half. It ended 3-0 to Arsenal. To Arsenal! But I have to be professional. It would be an unfortunate beginning to end for United, who would lose and fall to third place. But we must close up Premier League Sunday. We must close up Premier League Sunday with Swansea City and Tottenham Hotspur. Shall we? Okay, the first half begins. And it would be a goal in 16 minutes. Tottenham. Just kidding. It would be Swansea who would score first. Andre Ayew with a brilliant header in the center of the box into the bottom right-hand corner from a brilliant cross from Jefferson Montero. And then Tottenham would pull one back in the 27th minute through Christian Eriksen. A brilliant free kick, right-footed shot into the bottom right corner. Minutes later, however, in the 31st, it would be disaster for Tottenham. Hurricane, or Harry Kane, would score. But for Swansea City, it would be an unfortunate own goal. That'd be it. There would be just a few minutes of extra time. Maybe really only 2 or 3. No, it was about 1. About 1 minute of extra time. And we would head to the second half. Bifitambi Gomez for Swansea City would get pretty close. He was in the center of the box, but it was too high. Almost went into the back of the net. It'd be a yellow card for Tottenham. Ben Davies had a pretty bad foul. It was pretty quiet until around the 65th minute when Tottenham would decide to tie it up. Christian Eriksen again from a free kick from a right-footed shot. Sounds pretty similar to his first goal. There'll be a few more bookings before the end of the game. Nothing too much, just a couple saves. A couple blocks from Swansea, and it would end to all a great match. And that would wrap up our Premier League weekend. How exciting. And all of you guys must be wondering, well, TJ, what does this mean? And my children, I'll tell you what it means. Here is your Premier League table. Are you ready? Because I sure am. Your top five are as follows. Manchester City regain their league. Their league is theirs, and their lead is all. With being 6-0-2 with 17... Nope, that's a 12-goal difference. With 18 points, they are in first place. Arsenal are in second place with 16 points. As many points Manchester United have. In third place, 16, but the goal difference is down by 2. Crystal Palace are in fourth place with 15 points. 2 goals better than that of Leicester City, who are in fifth place with 15 points. Now for your middle 10. West Ham are in 6th place with 14 points. Everton are in 7th place with 13 points. Tottenham are in 8th place with 13 points. Southampton Southampton are in 9th place with 12 points. Liverpool are in 10th place with 12 points. Swansea City are in 11th place with 10 points. Watford are in 12th place with 10 points. Norwich City are in 13th place with 9 points. Stoke City are in 14th place with 9 points. And Bournemouth are in 15th place with 8 points. And your bottom five. Chelsea are in 16th place with 8 points. West Bromwich Albion are in 17th place with 8 points. Aston Villa are in 18th place with 4 points. Sunderland are in 19th place with 3 points. And in last are Newcastle United with 3 points. That was your Premier League table. Okay. How about we look at the week ahead of us? Sounds good to me. Well, okay. Here is your foresight for Premier League. We won't have anything this weekend as it is the national break. The national team break. So I don't really know what I'll have for you guys next week. I'll think of something. But beware Saturday, October 17th, as Tottenham have the pleasure of hosting Liverpool. Makes you wonder. They have about 2 weeks to figure out their new manager. It might be me. I might not be here next week. But you know what? I'll let you know. Afterwards, West Brom and Sunderland will play Southampton and Leicester. City will play host to Bournemouth as Everton play host to United. West Ham travel to Crystal Palace. And Aston Villa travel to Stamford Bridge. Watford will play host to Arsenal. Newcastle will play host to Norwich. And last, Swansea will play host to Stoke City. The Potters. So, I just want to, before I finish up here, I want to thank all of you for listening to Bobby Mo Soccer's show. If you have any requests like that I got for the Bundesliga today, make sure you let me know. You might see me in this math quiz test that I have in about an hour and 45 minutes. Ooh. Or you just might see me on the side of the road. I don't know. You don't know what I look like. It's like, you'll have to try to recognize my voice. But in all seriousness, if you have any requests, please let me know. Bundesliga, Serie A, League One, La Liga, MLS, anything that you hold dear for football, except for the American football. I don't do that. I don't do the regular football. I only do European. Hey, even the Russian league, it's a thing. I think, yeah, Russian league's still a thing, or the Scottish league, or the J league, or the K league. You just have to let me know. Or if, I don't know, Dr. Apostle Apollo listens to this and you want to hear about Olympiacos, even though it's your husband's team, hey, I'm all ears. I'll report on it. Or if you want me to report on Robert Morris's soccer team, I can. Like, I can do that right now. It's all up to you guys. Like, this past, today's the 6th. This past Friday, the boys' soccer team won 3-0 against Howard. Or their overtime win on the 27th of September against Duquesne, 2-1. These can happen. You just have to, they're 6-5 right now. They're about 500. That's good to me. They're on a 2-game winning streak. So, the next game is this Friday. Yes, this Friday. I do believe. Yes, it's home at 3:30. Here in Moon Township. It is a Northeastern Conference game, so be sure to go out and support our boys. As well as this Saturday, the American footballs will be home. Your men's football team will be playing host to Sacred Heart. They're coming off last weekend's win against Wanger, which was also an NEC game. So be sure to support our other football program, well, main football program, our American football program, this Saturday at noon. As I said, they are taking on Sacred Heart. And it can't be football without announcing our ladies. Our ladies also have a game this Friday at 12:30 against Sacred Heart. It is also a Northeastern Conference game, so be sure to go out and support the ladies. But that'll be about it here for the Bobby Mo Soccer Show this week. I want to thank you all again for taking time out of your day to listen to me yabble on about football. European football, that is. But I want to thank you again. And like I said, at LilGodzilla6, at LilGodzilla6 is how you can get in touch with me. The easiest way. Say, I don't know. Something. I'm pretty sure I'll respond to it as long as you say something. I don't have a problem with, like I said, with going over any sort of football league. Just let me know, as long as it's not American, unless it's the MLS soccer guys. But thank you, and I'll see all of you guys next week. We'll end here with a tribute to our fallen Liverpool manager. Brendan, you'll never walk alone.
When you walk through a storm, hold your head up high and don't be afraid of the dark. At the end of a storm, there's a golden sky and the sweet silver song of love.